Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Gimel Omud Aleph. And we begin on the third line from the top of Ayin Gimel Omud Aleph with the words Boimine Merav Sheshes. The Beis Medrash, the answer Sheshes the following Shaila. Boimine Merav Sheshes. Orel, a person who doesn't have a bris milah, mahu b'maiser, is he allowed to eat maiser sheni? Whenever we have maiser stam, it almost always means maiser sheni. So maiser sheni has certain restrictions regarding it, which we'll learn a little bit more about today's Gemara, and it's different than truma, it's different than bikurim, as we'll see, but each of them has their own separate restrictions with the mishnayis in bikurim outline. So the question that was asked of Rav Sheshes of the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash was, is an Arel, an uncircumcised person, allowed to go and eat Maaseh Sheni? We had already learned previously that an Arel is, of course, not allowed to go and eat Truma, and Bikurim are usually associated with Truma and those restrictions, as we'll see. But the question was raised, what about Maaseh Sheni? So do we say, Ki hechi di olif pesach mi maiser, just like there was a gzeir reshava that we learned, the halachos le'inyan aninus, in regards to an onay, we learned Pesach from Maiser, just like the Pasuk tells us, but Maiser Sheni, that an Onain is not allowed to go and eat Maiser Sheni. So we had learned that the Onain isn't not allowed to go and eat from the Korban Pesach. So do we make the Gzeir Reshava work both ways? Yolif, therefore, Nami Maiser mi Pesach, we learn Maiser halachos, Maiser Sheni halachos from Pesach, linian arelos, just like an Arel is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, so too an Arel can't eat from Maiser Sheni. Is that a valid Gzeir Reshava? This is way Tosus or Tosus Yishanim understand this, is this a true Gzeir Shava? And therefore it goes both ways. And you can learn from Pesach to Maaseh Sheni, just like you learn from Maaseh Sheni to Pesach, even though Korban Pesach is an Isser of Kares, and it's a very strict din, and Maaseh Sheni, while a very important din, is not as strict as the Korban Pesach. So if it's a Gzeir Shava, you can learn one from the other. But if you're telling me, O Dilma, Chomer Mikal Yolif, Kal Michomer Lo Yolif, the reason why we're able to learn now, if an Onain isn't allowed to eat from Maaseh Sheni, then certainly the Onain shouldn't be able to eat the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is stricter. But if it's a Gzeir Shava, then you can learn it the Kal to Chomer. But if it's a Kal to Chomer, then you can only learn the Kal from the Chomer. You can't learn the Chomer from the Kal. And then you wouldn't be able to learn out that just like an Arul can't eat from the Korban Pesach, therefore an Arul can't eat from Maaseh Sheni. The reason why you can't eat from Korban Pesach, it's stricter. But Maaseh Sheni is not as strict. Who says that the Arul can't eat it? So that's the question. Is this really a Gzeir Shava, or is this a Kal to Chomer that we learned out Aninus to the Korban Pesach, that an Onan can't eat Maaseh Sheni, he therefore can't eat the Korban Pesach? So that's what Rav Sheshes was asked, and he answered, Amalhu, he told the Talmidim, Tanisua. We learned this in the Mishnayis in Bikurim, where it discusses the difference between Maaseh Sheni, Bikurim, and Truma. And it said over there that Truma and Bikurim are similar in the following six ways. HaTruma vaBikurim chayav alei Misa. Both of them, there's a Issa of Misa, a person who is a Zara, a non-Kohen, is eating either Truma or Bikurim, and he does this intentionally, he's chayav Misa v'dei Shemayim. So that's number one. Number two, he's chayav a chomesh. If a person unintentionally ate truma or bikurim, he has to add on a chomesh, a fifth, a penalty. Again, we always say the fifth is really a fourth from the inside. See, he ate $100 worth by accident, so he has to pay $125. He has to pay the $100, and you take a fourth of that, which is $25, and that is the total penalty now is 100 plus 25 and makes it 125. But if you look at the 25 compared to 125, it's a fifth. So it's a fifth from the outside, a fourth from the inside. The next one is Vasurim Luzorim. And a non-Kohen is not allowed to go eat either Truma or Bikurim. The next one is Heim Nichsi Kohen. They belong to the Kohen. This is the Kohen's. He's allowed to go and use this in any way that he wants, including, if he wishes to, he could go and give Kiddushin to a woman. So this is his money to use it as he wants. And Maaseh Sheni, on the hand, according to at least Rav Meir, Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. It doesn't belong to him. And therefore, he couldn't be Mekadesh a woman with Maaseh Sheni funds. The next one is the Olin, the Echod Memeya. If there's a Taruvis, so we don't apply the normal rules of Chad Betray Batel, that Batel Berov, that one in two is Batel, but here we require that you have at least 100 against it to be Mevatel. So you have a apple of Truma that falls into other apples that aren't Truma, so if it falls into less than 100, all of them have the status of being what we call meduma, that they now all have to be treated like truma. But it falls into 100 or more, so then all of them halachically are considered like the chulin, albeit we make an additional recommendation, me the rabbanon, that you take one off and give it to the kohen, so the kohen shouldn't lose out from it. And the one apple, the fellow that was truma, so don't eat all of them. Well, technically you could, but you give one to the kohen. Okay, that's the next one. Then it says, the fifth one, utu'unin rechitzas yodayim. And before you eat truma or bikurim, you have to go and wash your hands. A person has to do netilas yadayim before he eats truma or bikurim. Rashi says, in Dira Masel Tunim Chitzis Yadayim, afilu hen peros, even if they're peros, because the stam yadayim shniosim, because midirabbanon, we considered your hands to always be tomei on the second level, the sheni level. And therefore, by truma and bikurim, there is a shlishi level. And therefore, your hands, which are a sheni, would be posel, make tomei. Posel is the word we use for when you make something tomei, and it can't transmit the tumah further, so that would make the item that you're holding of truma bikurim into a shlishi, which would be posel, it make it tomei. Uposelis is a truma. However, there is no did of shlishi by maisu sheni or chulin. Abu maisu sheni v'chulin, which don't have a shlishi, so therefore, kai v'lo, we're learning more in chulin. Hanol to yod of leperos, harezeh migasi aruach. If somebody goes and washes their hands for peros, so then they're considered migasi aruach. They're considered an arrogant person because there is no chiyah to do so. And finally, number six, the Harib Shemesh. They require that if you were Tovah, let's say you were Tomei by touching a Sheretz, so you are Tomei for one day, so you go to the Mikvah, you're a Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, but a Tvul Yom is not allowed to eat Truma or Bikurim. So you have to have Harib Shemesh, you have to wait till nightfall, and then you can eat Truma and Bikurim. So for these six things, Hare Elu B'Truma or B'Bikurim, but Masha Ein came B'Maiser. Maisa Sheni doesn't have any of these six additional restrictions that Truma and Bikurim have. Now, how does that answer anything? Rav Sheshe says, if in fact that an Orel was not allowed to go and eat Maiser Sheni, so then it should have also listed this as one of the differences between Truma Bikurim and Maiser Sheni. Vim is, so if you're correct that this was a Gzeira Shava, and therefore you could learn the Chomor to the Kal, so then it should have said, Nisne, Orel, Osur Behen, an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma or Bikurim, however, Masha Ein came be Maiser, but he is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. So therefore, since it doesn't list that, it must be that this is a Gzeira Shava and not a Kal v'Chomer, and therefore you can learn the Kal from the Chomer as well as the Chomer from the Kal. Now, that's what Rav Sheshe said, but the Gemara says, Lav Davka, is that correct? Because maybe the reason why it didn't list in this listing of differences between Truma and Bikurim and Maiser Sheni is because Tana v'Shier. Because we have a rule that the Tanaim aren't peddlers. That's the expression that's used. What are they, a rochel? They're a peddler that shows all of their wares? No. Sometimes the Tana lists certain things. So here he listed six, but there really are more than six. And he just didn't list all six. What he listed, he listed. What he didn't list doesn't mean that it's not true. But the rule is that whenever you do this, you have to have at least more than one thing. You don't leave out one. You leave out two or more. But if it was only one, you wouldn't have left it out. So in this situation, if you're saying that the Tana left out other things, what other things did he leave out? Umay Shir, the High Shir. Why are you saying that this is a ton of a Shir? So you have to tell me, other than the Orel is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, but he can't eat Truma and Bikurim, what else was left out from this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, the Tana of these Mishnais and Bikurim left out the following Shir in regards to the differences between Maiser and Bikurim versus Truma. Shear there, the Kartani Sefer, if you read the next Mishnah, it says, Yesh be Maiser Bikurim, Maiser Sheni and Bikurim have certain similarities that Truma doesn't have. Masha Ein came with Truma. And one of those, that Maiser Sheni, Shah Maiser, Bikurim, Tu'unin Havos Makom, both of them have to be brought up to Yerushalayim. There is a din of Havos Makom that you must bring them up to Yerushalayim for these two, but they do not require that by Truma. Truma you can eat in Haifa. Whereas the Bikurim have to be brought up to the Beis HaMikdash and given to the Kohen there. And Maaser Sheni must be eaten. Of course, you can redeem it, but then the redemption money has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So there's a requirement, Havas Malkum, to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Whereas there is no such requirement for Truma. You can eat Truma any place in Eretz Yisrael that you want. Number two, Utu'unim Vidui. There is Vidui Maaser, which includes Bikurim, that at the end of the first 3 years, and at the end of the second 3 years of the Shemitah cycle. So the person has to say, V'yarti es ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. As Rashi points out in Chayovin Bebiur, he says, Bikur m'maisu sheni, b'shoa shlishis, at the end of the 3 years, sh'mishoa masrosov, shana rishona v'shniya, if he didn't bring his maisos in the first 3 years, molichin b'shlishis u'shlaim, have to bring him in the third year to Yerushalayim, u'mizvade, and do the vidoy, b'yarti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis, v'chule. And v'imlo holichon, if you didn't go and bring them up, mizbarin b'chol mokum shein, you have to go and get rid of them, to be mizbar them. But that doesn't apply to truma. It's not included in the vidui maaser. I, Tosa says, but we do mention it. So Tosa says, that's only because you brought up the maaser sheni. But if you didn't have any maaser sheni, so then you wouldn't go and do the vidui. The truma itself doesn't require the vidui. It's only once you're doing the vidui that we mention the truma as well. So that's another difference between Maaser Sheni Bikurim versus Truma. So the next one is the Osur, that's the Girsa that we have. In the Masoros HaShas, Osei, he says it should be Vasurin Lonin, because it's talking about both of them, so it should be plural. So an Onin is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, and an Onin is not allowed to eat Bikurim. However, an Onin is allowed to go and eat Truma. However, Rabbi Shimon is Matir, he says that the same din applies to Truma, and it also applies to Bikurim, that an Onin is allowed to eat Bikurim. It's only Maaser Sheni that the Onin is not allowed to eat, because the Pasuk says that specifically. And in the Gemara, in a few moments, we're going to explain why Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Shimon holds that the Onin can eat Bikurim, whereas the Tanakhama says the Onin cannot eat Bikurim. Then the next one is Chayav and Bibir, that as we pointed out, when you have the Vidur Maaser, so you have an obligation to do Bir for the Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim, but you don't have such an obligation for Truma. And again here, Rabbi Shimon, for the same reason that he disagreed a moment ago, he says that Bikurim also doesn't have an obligation of Bir, and this would be the way they darshan the Psukim, which we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Shimon is poter Bikurim from having the Bir. Now, what did he leave out? That we said Tana Vishir. So the Ilu, it doesn't mention over here two other differences between Maaser Sheni Bikurim versus Truma. Vilu also levar mehem betuma. That both Maaser Sheni and for Bikurim, you're not allowed to get any hanah from them when they are tame. In other words, let's say you had oil that was Maaser Sheni or was Bikurim. So it became tame. So guess what? You're not allowed to go and anoint yourself with it. You're not allowed to go and burn it because it is also to get any hanah from it when it's tame. As opposed to Truma, if a person has oil that's Truma and it becomes Tame, he's allowed to go and use it for kindling a fire. No problem. He can heat himself up with it. And we turn to Ayin Gimel and Beis for the second thing that was Shear, for Ochlon Betumas Atzmon Loke. Whereas by Maaser Sheni and by Bikurim, if the person himself is Tame and the item is Tame, we said before, if the item is Tame, so then there's a Bisa Bidei Shemayim if you intentionally go and eat it. But here we're talking about that the Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim are tar, but the person who is eating them is Tameh, so then there's a lav. He gets Malkus if he eats it while he is Tameh, even though they are tar. Mashen came to Truma, as opposed to by Truma, there is no lav. It's an Isser Aseh, as we'll see, so it's not allowed. However, there's not a lav. Lo Ketani, it doesn't specifically mention that there's a lav by Truma, as opposed to there's specifically a lav by Maaser Sheni and by Bikurim, if the person himself is Tameh and those items are tar. So we get Malkus by Maaser Sheni and by Bikurim, but wouldn't get Malkus by Truma. So here you see two things that the Tana left out. So therefore, we say across all of these Mishnayos and Bikurim, Tana Vishir. And that's why Rav Sheshis's proof is not a good proof. Now the Gemara continues. Let's explain in this Brisa the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon on two situations. Whereas the Tanakhama said in the Din that an Onain is also to go and eat both Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, and Rabbi Shimon was matir. Basurin l'Onain, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon was matir. Why? Minolu, where do each of them get their shitas from that we have this difference of opinion? Tichsib, because it's based upon the pasuk which says, Lo suchal lechol bishorecha, masar digoncho v'sirochcho v'yitzorecha. So it tells us that you're not allowed to go and eat in your community. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, the Maaser Sheni, and it says, as well, our Gemara doesn't quote this, but that's the rest of the pasuk over here. Uvecharos bekarcha bitzonecha and bechor as well. Vechol nedarecha and any other karbanos that you were know there. Asher tidor v'nidosecha, either nedarim or nedavos. The slight differences between them we mentioned many times. Whether you said I accept upon myself this animal, or you just accept upon yourself a general karban. Utrumas yodecha, and then it says as well as the truma, which means over here bikurim. It doesn't mean actually truma. It means Bikurim. Why is that? Because it's talking about that you're not allowed to eat it b'chol sherecha. But Truma, you are allowed to eat b'chol sherecha. So what type of, quote, Truma can you not eat b'chol sherecha but must be brought up to Yerushalayim? That is Bikurim. So this pasuk is specifically telling us that the Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim are combined together in this pasuk. Now, the Amar, and we learned in the following Braisa, Trumas yodecho el Bikurim, as I just pointed out, the Iskish Bikurim l'Maaser, and this pasuk obviously has a hekesh. It compares them, they juxtapose the din of Maaser Sheni with the din of Bikurim, and therefore it comes to teach us, Ma Maaser Osu Leonein, Af Bikurim Osu Leonein. So how are they compared? What's the hekesh? It's to teach us that just like an Onein can't eat Maaser Sheni, so too the Onein cannot eat Bikurim. That's the Tanakhama's understanding. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon understand this pasuk in the same way? What does Rabbi Shimon do? Rabbi Shimon, he says, Truma Karinu Rachmana. The Torah describes the Bikurim over here as Truma, and therefore compare it to Truma. Don't compare it in the Hekesh to Maisu Sheni, but the Torah describes it as Bikurim. It doesn't say Bikurim. It says Utrumas Yodecha. It doesn't say Ubikurim Yodecha. So therefore, it's coming to teach us Ma Truma Muteres Leonein Af Bikurim Muter Leonein. So therefore, it comes to teach us, compare the Bikurim to the din of Truma, which an Onein is allowed to eat Truma, and therefore, that's the difference of opinion, whether this is a Hekish over here, or whether the Torah is telling us to compare Bikurim to Truma. Similarly, the Chayavim Bebiyah of Reb Shimon Poter, we had said that Tanakama holds that both Maisa Sheni and Bikurim had the din of Biur at the end of the period of the third year and the sixth year. If you didn't do what you're supposed to do with them, so you have to go and be Mavar them, you have to go and remove them from your ownership. So therefore, the opinion of the Tanakama was, again, it's a Hekish, and therefore we compare Maisa Sheni to Bikurim. Mar Mekish, the Tanakama's uses it as a Hekish, or Marlo Mekish. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it calls it Vodavka Truma, even though it's Bikurim, to teach us to compare the din to Truma. And just like Truma doesn't have a beer, so too, the according to Rabbi Shimon, that Bikurim don't have a beer. Okay, that allows us to understand the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Now, the also Levar Mehem Betuma, the Oakland Betumas Atzman Loke, where do we know these two dinim from? These are the two things that we said were Shia, that were left off. The Tana didn't list them. He said, you're not allowed to go and get benefit from them, Levar Mehem Betuma. When they are Tomei, you can't use them, as opposed to Truma, you can use. And that if a person himself is Tomei, and the Maisa Sheni and the Bikurim are Tar, that you get Malkus, but by Truma, if Tomei Kohen were to eat Truma that is tar, he would be over in Isra Aseh, but he wouldn't get Malkus. It's not a law. Minolim. How do we know these two dinim? The Tanya. So we learn the following brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, when the pasuk tells us, Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tomei, I haven't gotten benefit from it when I was burning it, when they were Tomei. So it means, Bein Shani Tomei v'hu tar, Bein Shani tar v'hu Tomei. It makes no difference whether I am the one that's Tomei and the Maisa Sheni and the Bikurim are tar, or vice versa, that the person is tar and the Maisa Sheni and the Bikurim were tameh. And therefore, you're not allowed to go and get benefit from them in that situation. And if you do, you're over an Isser. The Heichem Uzra Al-Achila. So, but how do we know that you're not allowed to go and actually eat it? The Pasuk says, Lo Biarti. It seems to say that I'm not allowed to burn it. But how do we know that I'm actually not allowed to eat it? Ben Shani Tar Bu tameh. How do we know that I'm not allowed to eat it? That Rabbi Shimon said, Eini Yodeya. The Gemara is shocked at this. The Gemara says, what? Tuma Sagov, it says beferish that you're not allowed to go and eat Maisa Sheni when you are Tomei. The Pasuk says, Nefesh asher tigabo v'tomo ato erev v'lo yochal min hakodoshim kim rochatz b'saro b'moyim. A person who is Tomei cannot eat it unless kim rochatz b'saro b'moyim, unless he goes and is Tovel in a mikvah. So therefore, it says beferish that you're not allowed to eat the Maisa Sheni. So what is your question, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is a Tan. He certainly knows the Pasuk. So he says, no, you misunderstood what Rabbi Shimon was asking. Hachi kumi boili. This is what Rabbi Shimon was saying, what I don't know. He says, Tumas atzmo minai. Where do we find that a tar person is forbidden to go and eat Maisa Sheni when the Maisa Sheni is tar, but the person himself is tamei? That's what Rabbi Shimon didn't know. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Shimon, Talmud Lomar, because we do have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo suchal lechol bishorecha." This pasuk that we just read a moment ago, that you're not allowed to go and eat it in your cities. In other words, you only have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And it says Masa deGoncha, which is of course referring to the Maisa Sheni. And then Ulahalin Omer, and it tells us in a later pasuk, it says bishorecha tochlenu. You are allowed to eat it, a tomei and a tar. Hatomei v'hatohor yachdov can eat it, katzvi v'chayol, just like you're allowed to go and eat the tzvi in the ayol, so too a tomei person and a tar person are allowed to go and eat it together. Now, what is this talking about? The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, they learn the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, afilu tomei v'tar, even a person who's tar can eat with a person who's tomei, ochlen al shulchan echad, bikara achas, can eat from the same plate. Now, what are they referring to? Ben Choshen, you're not concerned that the Tomei person is going to touch the food on the plate that was tar and make it Tomei. The Torah tells us, Kom Rachmona, how the army lo chosom bishorecha tochlenu, that which it says, you are allowed to eat bishorecha, which is here not referring to Maisa Sheni, this is referring to your bechor. When you're eating a bechor, so it's allowed to be eaten if this bechor was blemished and it's given to the Kohen, but the Kohen then can eat it outside Yerushalayim. It's not brought as a carbon. That you can eat Bishorecha. That doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, they learned the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. Afilu Tomei v'Tar together. A person who's Tar and a person who's Tomei, Ochlin Ashulchan Echad b'Karachas, can eat this Bechor on the same plate and at the same time. Because we're not concerned that the Tomei person will touch the Tahar Bechor that was blemished, that was being eaten, that was barbecue, and will make it Tomei. Ven Choshe, we're not concerned about this because the Torah tells us this, how the Amir Lachos and Bishorecha Tochlenu, that which we said, that you're allowed to go and eat the Bechor, the blemished Bechor, that you're allowed to go and eat that. However, Hocha lo sochel. But my Sesheni, you're not allowed to go eat outside in your cities. You must eat that only in Yerushalayim. So from the fact that the blemished Bechor is allowed to be eaten in your cities, and it's contrasted to the fact that the Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be eaten by a Tameh person together with a Tahar person. And here's where we learn out that a Tameh person is not allowed to go and eat Tahar Maaser Sheni. So here's where we learn out the din that we had questioned, that Rav Shimon didn't know the source for. Here we learn out the din that a Tameh person is over an Isser. It's a lav that he's over if the Tamei person eats either Maaser Sheni or he eats Bikurim. As opposed to the Mishnah and Bikurim had said, Masha Ein came to Truma. This doesn't apply to Truma. So why not? Minolan. Where do we know that? So I'm Rabbi Yavo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo says the name Rabbi Yochanan, the Yomakor, because the Pasuk tells us, it says, Lo Biyar to be men of Bitamei, this famous Pasuk that we've been saying now, that I didn't go and burn it Bitamei. What does that mean? Mimenu Iatomavir. You are not allowed to get any benefit from it. The Maaser Sheni that we're talking about here, as well as the Bikurin, Aval Atomavir Shemen Shol Truma Shenitma. But you are allowed to go and burn Lechatchila. If the Truma became Tomei, you are allowed to get benefit from it. It's only the Maaser Sheni and the Bikurin that you can't get benefit from it. Anywhere it says Mimenu Ve'ema Mimenu Iatomavir Aval Atomavir Shemen Shol Kodesh Shenitma. Whoa. Why are we saying that this is Mimenu? Lo Yat Mimenu. It's all about the Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim. Maybe it's referring over here that the Mimenu is excluding Truma, but why don't we say the Mimenu is excluding Kachim that became Tomei? Maybe if you have Kachim that became Tomei, you had been Makadesh oil, and the oil became Tomei, so it's Kachim that is Tomei, so that has to be thrown away. But maybe not. Maybe this Pasuk is telling us, Lo Biyart Mimenu from Maaser Sheni, and Bikurim I'm not allowed to get any benefit from them when they're Tomei, but instead of saying from Trum I'm allowed to, say from Kachim I'm allowed to. Someone says, no, that's not correct. Lav Kavu Chomer, who? Shouldn't it be Kavu Chomer? Uma Maaser Akal, Maaser Sheni, which is more lenient than Kachim for sure. So Amr Torah, Lo Biyart Mimenu Tomei, so certainly Kodesh, which is more Chomer, Lo Kol Shekein. So it's a Kavu Chomer. If you're not allowed to get benefit from Maaser Sheni, you certainly can't get benefit from Kachim oil, let's say, that became Tomei. Someone says, why not? Ihachi, Trumanami Kavachomer. If you're telling me that there's a Kavachomer, that if you can't get benefit from Maaser Sheni that's Tomei, you certainly can't get benefit from Kachin that's Tomei, so too. If you can't get benefit from Maaser Sheni that's Tomei, Truma is stricter than Maaser Sheni should apply as well. Trumanami Kavachomer, when you shouldn't be able to get benefit from it, yet you are. Someone says, no, the only reason you are, the Kavachomer, is negated by the Pasuk. Hok Siv, Lo Biyarti Mimenu Bitomei. So only Maaser Sheni Bikurim have the din of Mimenu, but not Truma. Someone says, why did you pick Umaris? Why did you pick to exclude Truma and include Kachim, that you can't get benefit from Kachim? The Mimenu is excluding Truma. You are allowed to get benefit from Truma that's Tomei, but you're saying that you can't get benefit from Kachim that's Tomei. Why did you pick it that way? Say that the Pasuk Mimenu comes to include Truma in the din, that you can't get benefit from Truma that is Tomei, but Kachim that is Tomei, you can. So where it says, no, Mistabra Kodesh Lo Mimetina. It makes more sense to say that Kachim is not given the exception from Mimenu, and the Truma is, because Kachim is stricter than Truma. In what way? Shekain, and we have a mnemonic here, Penun Kuf Ayin Chof Samach, Penak Achas, it's a mnemonic for six things, and those six things are: the Pei stands for Pigol, the Nun stands for Nosar, the Kuf stands for Korban, the Mem stands for Me'ila, the Ayin of Me'ila, it's not Mem, it's an Ayin, and then you have the Chaf, that stands for Kares, and then the Samach stands for the Osur, the Samach of Osur, Laone. Now, what are all of these things? So, Pigul, Nosar, are two dinim that apply to Kachim, that if you have an improper Machshava at the time that you're doing one of the avodas on the korban, so that ruins it. If you have an improper machshava that you're going to eat it or do something with it outside its proper zman, nosar means it's left beyond its time. These are dinim that apply only to kachim, do not apply to truma. Kachim is a korban that's a higher level than truma, and you have mi'ilah, the potential for it to unfortunately used accidentally. So you bring a carbon meila, and it's all the din of bringing an asham meila, and the principal has to be paid, and a chomesh that you don't find by truma. And kares rachmana litzlan, if a person eats this bituma, so then he's chayev kares mishamayim, and onen is not allowed to go and eat it. As opposed to all of these things aren't applicable by truma. So we have six things that are applicable by kachim and not by truma. So therefore, kachim is stricter than truma. Mor says, adrabe, no, the other way around. Truma should be the one, lo matina. We should, in fact, allow you to have kachim that is tame, learn it out from the word mimena, but not truma. You shouldn't be able to benefit from truma that's tame, because truma has stringencies, machpaz, shekain machpaz. This is a mnemonic. The mem stands for misa. Is misa bidei shemaim if you eat truma that's tome, as opposed to if you eat carbon that is tome, it's not a misa b'dei shemayim. For chomesh, there's a requirement if you eat truma by accident, you have to pay a chomesh, as opposed to if a person ate a carbon when he wasn't allowed to, after the carbon no longer has a din of meila, so then there is no din of chomesh. The ain law pidyon, there is no redemption. Truma cannot be redeemed, as opposed to a carbon, let's say, that gets a blemish, is allowed to be redeemed. So truma is stricter. And finally, v'asur l'zar, a non-Kohen cannot eat truma, but a non-Kohen can eat korbanos. So why don't we exclude the din mimena should apply to kachim and not apply to truma? So Gemara says, no, bottom line is, hanach defishin, there were six versus four. So therefore, if you have to include one and exclude one, so kachim should be the one that would be included in the din that you're not allowed to get any Hanoah from it when it is Tomei, and the word Mimenu comes to exclude from this din Truma, and Truma you are allowed to get Hanoah from it when it is Tomei. That's the first answer. Hanach Defishin is 6 versus 4. Or even if you want to say that, come on, they both have a lot of things, and you can't say 6 is more than 4, Vibayisema, Karis Adifa. The bottom line is, Karis is a stricter penalty than Misa B'dei Shemayim. And therefore, if you get Karis for Kachim, the person eats it intentionally, he's chayv kares. Whereas if you eat truma intentionally in your zar, you only get misa b'di shemayim. Kares is stricter, therefore kares adifa. Therefore, if you include one and exclude one, it makes more sense to include in the din that you're not allowed to get benefit from kachim that are tame, but you are allowed to get benefit from truma that is tame. Then we quote, it says, v'ochlon b'tumas atzman loke. If a person who himself is tame were to eat ma'aseh sheni bikurim, he would get malchus, you're over a lav. As opposed to, we said, ma'aseh came b'truma, which I already gave you the answer, it's only an asay that you're supposed to eat it b'tara, and therefore it's a lav, a bal michlal asay. It's what's called an iser asay, that you're not allowed to have truma when you are tame, even though the truma is tar. And in that situation, you wouldn't get malchus. So, milka hu de lo laki. Gemara tells us that, yes, you don't get malchus if you're a tame person eating truma, but it's still osur. Ha isura ika. That you're not allowed to do. And how do we know this? Mina alon. So, I'm akrad, because the pasuk tells us, v'sharecha toch lenu, the pasuk tells us that you must eat, as we said, the b'char that is a blemished b'char, you're allowed to eat it, v'sharecha toch lenu, ha-tame v'atahar yachtav. The tame person and the tar person are allowed to eat it together. In other words, lezeh, v'loli acher, that this situation where the tame and the tar person are allowed to eat it together, that is applicable by the b'char that is blemished, but not by something else. Lezeh, this situation, yes, as opposed to another situation which is truma, no. So therefore, that's a lav habo michal asay. It has a status of being an asay, and therefore, while you're not allowed to do it, you don't get malchus for doing it. Therefore, that's the distinction, that you do get malchus if you're a tame person eating tar, mais, or sheni, or bikurim, you get malchus, but if you're a tame person eating truma, that is tahora, you do not get malchus, you're over an isra asay. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi continues and he says, even from the first part, the first Mishnah, you can see Tana Vishir. Why? Because it didn't mention in the first part of these Mishnayis, and we turn to Ayin Dalet of Aleph, the Noagim Bishar Shnei Shavua, the mitzvah of Truma and Bikurim, they are included in all the years of the Shemitah cycle, the Ein Lahem Pidyon, and they don't have Pidyon. You cannot be Podet Truma or Bikurim, and it applicable in all the years of the Shemitah cycle, as opposed to Masha Ein Kein B'Maiser. These two dinim aren't applicable by Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni doesn't apply in all the years. It only applies in the first year, the second year, the fourth year, and the fifth year. In the third and the sixth year, there's Maiser Ani instead of Maiser Sheni. And as well, there is pidyon for Maiser Sheni. You can redeem your Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim and just bring the Maiser Sheni funds that you redeemed up to Yerushalayim. Ah, you see clearly, Rav Ashi tells us, Tana Vishir. And Rav Sheshis is proof from the very beginning of the year. The question that they answer Rav Sheshis, is it a Gzeir Shava or is it a Kavachomer? Rav Sheshis is trying to prove to us that it's a Gzeir Shava is not a good proof, because the reason he proved it was the Mishnayos didn't mention it, but the Mishnayos were Tana the Shear. So we remain left with our question, is an Orel allowed to go and eat from Maaser Sheni or not? We don't yet know. So Toshma, we try to bring it right from the following. It said, in the following brisa, Nishtayru Botisa Makvin Samila, if a person did a bris milah but he left pieces of the flesh that we said is going to make it that you're not considered yet a mild person, you're still considered an Orel. So in this situation, you're an Orel. And therefore, Hareza Eina Ocha Lo B'Truma, an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma, Lo B'Pesach, that we already learned, he's not allowed to eat Truma or the Korban Pesach, Lo B'Kosher, we can't eat any Korbanos, Lo B'Meiser, the Brisa says, he's also not allowed to eat Meiser. Oh, my love, Meiser Dagon. Are we talking about Meiser Sheni over here? Meiser Dagon asked and answered, is an Orel allowed to eat Meiser Sheni? The Brisa clearly says, no. He says, Lo, Lav Dafka, Meiser Behema. This is talking about Meiser Behema. It's not talking about Meiser Sheni. Meiser Behema is a carbon, and an Orel is not allowed to eat a carbon. So Gemara says, Meiser Behema, Hainu Kutcher. So then it's already included. What do we need to bring a separate statement in the Brisa? It's already included, the Lo B'Kutcher. If Meiser Behema is what we're referring to by Meiser, it's already included in Lo B'Kutcher. Mor says, that's not a good proof. Ultamech, according to what you're saying, Milo Tanan Pesach, it also told us that you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Since it listed that separately, it could have just said, Lo B'Kotchim, that would have included the Korban Pesach. For the fact that it listed the Pesach separately, so too, the Ketani Kotchim, so too, it could be over here, that it's talking about Maisa Behema and not Maisa Sheni. Mor says, no. You need a Bishloma Pesach, a Kotchim, Tzriche. It had to list separately the Korban Pesach in the Brisa, and it had to list Kotchim separately. Why? Because if you wrote the Korban Pesach, the Tana Pesach, I would have said, Mishum Darelus, but Pesach, Ksiva. That's because it Beferish tells us that the Torah is not leading the Korban Pesach. However, other Kotchim, which the Torah doesn't specifically mention that you're not allowed to go and eat them. So therefore, I would have said, Eim Olo, maybe an Oral is allowed to eat them. That's why the Brisa had to specifically tell us that. The Tana Kotchim. And if in fact you had just said kachim, I would have said havamina, my kachim, it means the carbon pesach. So you needed to tell me pesach and kachim, so this way I know it means separate the carbon pesach and separate kachim. Elamaisa behema, that comes to include nothing else that I wouldn't have known, lomali. So why does it say maisa behema? It doesn't have to say maisa behema. Obviously, maisa means maisa dogon, and asked and answered, and orel is not allowed to go and eat maisa sheni. Not so fancy where it says, Ella Maisa Rishon. Maybe it's talking here about Maisa Rishon. Albeit, we normally say Maisa means Maisa Sheni. Maybe here it means Maisa Rishon. And you know what? The Rav Meir, this goes according to the opinion of Rav Meir, whatever it may say, the Omar, Maisa Rishon, also Luzar. Rav Meir, as opposed to the opinion of Chacham, which we follow, says that Maisa Rishon is only allowed to be eaten by a Levi. You have to give it to the Levi. And guess what? It's like Truma, only the Kohen can eat it. So Maisa Rishon, only a Levi or a Kohen can eat Maisa Rishon. A Yisrael, according to Rebbe, is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So maybe this pasuk is telling us, below the Maaser, it means not with Maaser Rishon. An Orel can't eat Maaser Rishon. A Levi, who is an Orel, cannot eat Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon also Lazar. Maybe that's what it's going according to. And therefore, we still don't have a proof that the Maaser here means Maaser Sheni. Toshma, we try again. Midatani Rabbi Chia bar Rav Midifti, Rabbi Chia, who was the son of Rav from Difti, said, Orel also b'shtei maisos, and Orel is prohibited from eating two types of maisos. Now, what two types of maisos are we talking about? My love, isn't it mean, echad maisa dogam, echad maisa behema, and therefore asked and answered that an Orel is not allowed to eat from maisa sheni? Again, the Gemara says, no, who says? This could be talking here about Rabbi Meir. And yes, you're not allowed to eat maisa behema, that was one, and then the other maisa that you're not allowed to eat is not talking about maisa sheni, it's talking about maisa rishon, according to Rameir. Hochanami, maisa rishon, Rameir, just like we just answered a moment ago, and therefore there's no proof, is an oral allowed to eat maisa sheni or not, from this brisa. Try again, we bring down the following brisa. Toshma, onen, osu b'maisa, it says b'feirish in this brisa, that an onen is not permitted to go and eat maisa sheni. That's b'feirish from the pasuk. However, umutu b'truma ubapara. But the Brisa tells us that an onen is permitted to go and eat truma, and he's allowed to go and do the various activities of the paraduma. Paraduma is not a karban. An onen is, of course, not allowed to do karbanos, but the paraduma is not a karban, and he's allowed to go and do that. And then it tells us further in the Brisa, tful yom also b'truma. A tful yom is allowed to eat maaser sheni, but he has to wait till Harav Shemesh in order to eat truma. However, a tul yom is also umuto bepara. He's allowed to go do the activities of paraduma, and he is allowed to eat maaser sheni, as we just mentioned. Then it tells us a mechusa kippurim, that is a person who needs to also bring korbanos. Let's say you're dealing over here with a zava or a mitzora. So all of these people, in addition to having to go to the mikvah on the seventh day after they become tohar. So on the eighth day, they have to bring certain korbanos. And until then, they bring those korbanos, they call them mechusar kippurim. So these people that are mechusar kippurim are not allowed to do the para aduma activities, also the para. However, umutu betruma maisa sheni. They are allowed to go and eat truma and maisa sheni. So how is this a raya? The Gemara says, v'im isa, if you're telling me that an orel is allowed to go and eat maisa sheni, if that's the answer to your question, so then it should have listed over here, nisne orel also betruma, and orel is not allowed to eat truma, but umutu beparu maiser sheni. It should have listed that over here, that an oral is allowed to go and do the activities of paraduma and maiser sheni. For the fact that it didn't list it, it must be that an oral is not allowed to go and eat maiser sheni. And Mora says, no, again, this is not a raya, because haitana de Rabbi Akiva. This tana goes in accord with the opinion of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, which is the marbi leila oral betame, who include the din of an orel to be like a tamei person. Remember, we learned ish ish, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, he learns it all out from ish ish, l'rabos is orel, to teach that an orel is like a tamei person. And a tamei person is not allowed to go and do the parah aduma. And therefore, that's why it didn't list it over here. He couldn't say nis the orel also betruma, umutu b'parah b'maisa, because in fact the orel is aser in the parah aduma, and therefore you can't tell me any din over here in regards to maisa sheni. More questions this and says, Uman Tana de Poli Lady Rabbi Akiva, but who is the Tana that argues with Rabbi Akiva? That Tana, Man Tana de Poli Lady Rabbi Akiva, Tana de Rabbi Yosef of Bavli. This is Rabbi Yosef of Bavli. What did he say? The Tanya, Sreifas Onein, Umuchusu Kippurim Ksheira. That in the terms of burning the Parah Duma, if it's done by an Onein, or if it's done by a Muchusu Kippurim, it is allowable to be done Ksheira. And Rabbi Yosef of Bavli, Omer, no. Onein Ksheira. However, Mechusar Kippurim is Pesula. So this is the Tanaic opinion that argues with Rabbi Akiva. Now, we learn this very superficially. There are those that have totally different girsos over here. The Vilna Gaon and the Agos Agro says, delete this whole thing. It just doesn't make any sense. Tosos has a whole different way of learning this. So again, we learned it very simple and straightforward according to the girso that we have with the understanding that Rashi has. The Aruch Lener points out that based upon this understanding of Rabbi Akiva, who compares Tumah and Arelus, so according to this opinion, then in fact, the Oro would be forbidden to go and eat Maiser Sheni, which would be a perfect lead-in into the next piece of the Gemara, where it says, Ba'af Rabbi Yitzchak Sovar Orel also b'Maiser, and what is the Af doing? So the Aruch Lener says that the Af is saying, in addition to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, also Rabbi Yitzchak holds that an Oro is forbidden to eat Maiser Sheni. So the Gemara continues and says, Af Rabbi Yitzchak Sovar Orel also b'Maiser, Maiser Sheni, Orel can't eat Maiser Sheni. Where does he know this from? The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayim L'Orel Shosu b'Maiser Sheni. How do we know that an Orel is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni? Because Ne'amar Mimenu b'Maiser, Ne'amar Mimenu b'Pesach. Now we're going to spend a lot of the rest of the little bit of time we have left in the Shia today discussing these words Mimenu. So let's understand the Psukim. We have the word Mimenu written three times by Maiser, and it's written three times as well by Pesach. So first, it says by Pesach, Al tochlu mimenu. That's number one. Na uvoshel mevushal b'moyim ki im sliyesh rosho al kirov al kibo. That is the first pasuk by Pesach where it says mimenu. Then it says in the next pasuk, yeah, that pasuk yud veloso siru mimenu. That's the second time it mentions mimenu ad boker vanosar mimenu. That's the third time it mentions it by korban Pesach ad boker beish tisrofu. And the key words there at the end as well, beish tisrofu. We're going to darshan soon. So three times it uses the words mimenu by korban Pesach. And likewise, it says three times mimenu by Meiser. It says by Meiser, lo achalti bioni mimenu, that's number one, v'arti mimenu betome, that's number two, v'onasati mimenu lemeis, that's number three. Shemati b'kol Hashem l'koi, asisi k'chol asher tzivisoni. Those are the three mentions of Meiser, of mimenu, both by Meiser Sheni and by the korban Pesach. So we have a connection of Yitzchak says, minayin l'orish also b'maiser, because it says, ne'emar mimenu b'maiser, and it says, ne'emar mimenu b'pesach. So it says at least one time mimenu by Meiser, one time by Pesach, so we'll make a gzeirah shavah, ma mimenu amur b'pesach, oral osur bo, af mimenu amur b'maiser, oral osur bo. So just like it says by the korban Pesach that an oral is not allowed to eat korban Pesach, so we learn now through this gzeirah shavah of mimenu that by Meiser Sheni as well, an oral cannot eat Meiser Sheni. Oh, here is Rav Yitzchak's proof that an oral cannot eat Meiser Sheni. Now, the Gemara says mufne. Obviously, the word mimenu was unnecessary here because the ilo mufne, if it wasn't unnecessary and you needed it, so then you wouldn't be able to use this as a gzeir shavah because you could shlug up the gzeir shavah because ikol mifrach, you could shlug it up. Mal pesach sheken chayavim olav mishum pigol v'nosu v'tomei. Pesach is much stricter than Meiser Sheni for these reasons. Pigol nosu v'tomei that the Gemara lists over here. Pigol Nosar and Tomei are only by the Korban Pesach. There is no Pigol Nosar or Tomei in regards to Meiser Sheni. at least not on the same level. And Tosfos points out you could have added additional things as well, and Bach changes around exactly a little bit what Tosfos is saying, but you had other things as well. So if you didn't have a mufne gzei reshava, then you wouldn't be able to make the gzei reshava because you could schlug it up. Gemara says, you're right, 100% lie, afnuye mufne, it must be mufne. So Gemara says, where is an extra, my mufne? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav says the name of Yitzchak, Telosa mimenu ksiva bepesach, as I already pointed out, it mentions the word mimenu three times by Pesach, in regards to the carbon Pesach. You need one chad legufa, you need one to teach us the basic din itself. Now, the Tosos points out, chad legufe, that it says, al tochlu mimenu noa. It tells us, it could have said, al tochlu noa. It says, mimenu. Why does it say mimenu? Di lo kasa mimenu. Without writing the word mimenu, I would have said that the don't eat it in a semi-raw state would be also going on the matzos and the merorim. So therefore, the word mimenu says that the noa prohibition only applies to the carbon pesach, it doesn't apply to matzo or mora. So chad legufe, when you need it for itself. The chad gzei reshava, the second mimenu by pesach, is for the gzei reshava. That's mufne. Now, the third one, it says mimenu v'chad, l'man d'yomar, according to the opinion that holds, bo ha'kosu l'itein l'cho aseach, halo sase, it's to come to teach us that if you leave over from the carbon pesach, it tells us, that you have to burn it. So this is a lav in itakli asay, and therefore you don't get malchus for it. Because this man the armor holds that you would get malchus for a lav shein bo maisa. Leaving it over is no maisa. Yet this man the armor would say you would get malchus for a lav shein bo maisa, and therefore you need an extra telling us, lav hanitakli asay, if you leave it over, by H tisrofu, to remove the malchus prohibition that would have occurred. So l'man d'yomer, b'akos l'tein l'chase achalos esei, it's to tell us you don't get malchus over here. Aidi, the siv nosar, ksiv nami menu. So it tells us, don't leave it over, that's los esei. And then it says, if you do leave it over, go and burn it, so that's a lav nitakli esei. According to l'man d'yomer, it says, you don't get malchus for a lav she'ein b'maisa, so then by leaving it over, you wouldn't get malchus anyway. So then why do you need the third mimenu? Also, he says, you need the extra mimenu to tell us that you don't go and burn it the next day, which would be the first day of Yontif of Pesach, but you wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the second day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, according to that man, the armor, that's why you need the extra menu. Since it tells us, leave it over till the morning, I would have said it means the first morning, which means the first day of Yom Tov, of Pesach. Therefore, you need the word mimenu to teach us, no, it means till the second day, the second morning, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. Aidi, dechsiv, ad boker, siv nami mimenu, to teach us this then. And therefore, it's mufne, the second mimenu is mufne. You need the first to teach us gufe, you need the third one to teach us either of these two dinim, depending on the man d'yomer, whether you hold lav shein bo maisa gets malchus, and then it's a lav hanitak liasei, or if you hold the lav shein bo maisa doesn't get malchus, then you need to teach us that you burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed and not on the first day of Pesach. Similarly, continues and he says, as I already pointed out, it says three times by Maisa Sheni Mimenu. So again, Chad Lugufe, one you needed to teach the basic din itself. As the top Tosus Yeshonim says, the Chad Lugufe here is Lamayit Maisa Rishon, Shemut Baninus. The Maisa Sheni is not allowed to be eaten by Ninus, as opposed to Maisa Rishon, who can be eaten by Ninus. That's Chad Lugufe. The Chad Rabbi Avo Am Rabbi Yochanan. One is the teacher's din of Rabbi Avo Am Rabbi Yochanan, which we had learned previously, Rashi points out. We had this previously. That you're allowed to go and use truma that became tame. You're allowed to go and light it and use it for your own personal benefit. So that's the second mimenu by Maisa Sheni. And the third one, v'chad, the Reish Lakish. You need the Reish Lakish. What do Reish Lakish say? Dama Reish Lakish, Omer Rav Samya, Minayim Maisa Sheni, Shinit Moshimuta Lusulcho. How do we know that if you have Maisa Sheni becomes Tame, you're allowed to go and anoint yourself with it? Now, you're not allowed to eat it, and normally eating and anointing are the same. So you would have said, maybe you're not allowed to anoint yourself with it. So therefore, Shneamar, it tells us, Lo nasati mimenu lemeis. I didn't give mimenu, that's the word mimenu, and I didn't give it for a dead person. Now, what does it mean, I didn't give it to a dead person? Lemeis hu de lo nasati, I didn't give it for a dead person, but holachai, but for a live person, dumyo demeis, in a similar way that the meis could get benefit from it, to a live person, I'm allowed to go give that type of benefit, nosati. Now, what type of benefit, quote, can you give to a mace that you could give a similar benefit to a live person? Obviously, a mace can't eat, but a mace could be anointed. So therefore, it must be talking about ezadov sheshav b'chayv mace, and what benefit could be done for a mace as well as for a live person, and you're not allowed to do it for the mace, lo nosati min l'mace, but implying you're allowed to do it for a live person, have yomer zu sicha. This implies sicha anointing. So that's why you need the three mimenus by maaser sheni. Mazut says, maybe the usage for the mace is that you're selling the Maaser Sheni that was Tameh, and you're using it to purchase the coffin or the shrouds. And in fact, you wouldn't be allowed to anoint, because anointing is like eating. And just like you can't eat from Maaser Sheni that's Tameh, you wouldn't be allowed to anoint with it. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, says, no. Mimenu, the word Mimenu says Migufo. That implies from the item itself, and not from a secondary usage such as selling it and then using it for something else. That's what Rav Huna Brei Yeshua says, why it's not talking about Aron HaTachrichim, but it's talking about Sicha. Rav Ashi says similarly, Rav Ashi Amar Lo Nasati, the word Nasati is Dumya Delo Achalti. It means, just like I didn't use it, I didn't eat it, so they're compared, Ma'al Hal Migufo, there, by eating it means eat it itself, so to Avka Migufo, it means Sicha itself, and therefore you can't anoint the dead person, but you would be allowed to go and anoint a live person. Okay. So now we said that it's mufna, but it's only mufna from one side. We only had one extra word, mimenu, by Pesach, so it's mufna only from one side. So Gemara says, Vakasti, mufna mitzad echadu, it's only mufna from one side. And we already pointed out previously, this is a big machlokas. Xeru Shavu, that's mufna from one side, can it be shlugged up? So Anich L'man D'yama L'meid D'vein Meshivim, according to Man D'yama, says that even if it's mufna only from one side, so then L'meidim, you learn out to Xeru Shavu, and you don't have any pirkas on it, you don't shlug it up, they meshiv it. However, according to the other man, the Yoma, Lemaid and Umeshivan, that yes, you can learn with the Gzeru Shavu that's mufna from one side, but if you have a pircha, if you have a shlugging it up, it is shlugged up, then what are you going to do, Michael and Hamer? How are you going to get around that? So the Gemara says, no, actually, the other mimenu that we had by Maaser Sheni is also unnecessary. That which we said, the Chadla Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, to teach us that Truma Tamei is allowed to be burned for your benefit, that drusha, which we had just said, Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, learned that from the extra word mimenu, and it therefore isn't extra to teach us this Gzeru Shavu Mufna, Mishnei Tzadim. He says, no, this drusha, Achdi Rabbi Yavo, the Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Nafka, that this drusha, Rabbi Yavo, we can learn that instead from Rabbi Nachman, his drusha that he said over the name of Rabba Bar Ravua Nafka. And this is what we had previously on Daf Ayin Aleph, when we said we would get to this drusha, here's what we're finally getting to it. Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Ravua, Rabbi Nachman said the name of Rabba Bar Ravua. My disciple, what does the pasuk mean when it says, which implies more than one truma? So he says, "B'shte trumas akasu v'daber." The pasuk says you have to be careful with the shte trumas. What does it mean? Shte trumos achas truma tahora, biachas truma tameya. That a person is allowed to use, but he has to be careful with truma tahora not to waste it, as well as truma tameya not to waste it. The Amar Achmana l'cha, and it says, "Yinei nasati l'cha." You have the right to use it, so you have the right to go and use truma that is tameya. This is the drasha that Rav Nachman says over in the name of Rabba Bar Ravua, and therefore we don't need Rabbi Avo's darshining of Mimenu to teach us this. So now it's Mufne Mishnei Tzadim, and therefore this is a perfectly good drasha. And therefore the words L'cha in this pasuk, I need the Hinei Nesati L'cha, as the Shmeres Truma Soi, Shel'cha Tei Lahasoka Tachas Tashilech, that you'll have to go use the Truma Tmeya to burn things, to cook, to heat, etc. And therefore, we have one of the words mimenu is mufna, both by Maaser Sheni and by Pesach. Therefore, it's mufna mishnei tzadim, and no pircha. We are allowed to lemeidin the ein mishiv, and there's no pircha, and therefore everything is good. Now, Baruch Hashem, we gained an extra amud over here today for Shavuot. So now we've done three of the four amudim that we need to do to be okay for Shavuot. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll catch up the rest before Shavuot. With this, we conclude today's share.